This is Dan.
This is Two. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody, to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and today I've got the band on Dan Two. Not Dan Two, but Dan Two. And we're going to be talking to those guys. We've got Ian and Dan on, and we're going to be talking to those guys in a few minutes. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you guys could have heard some of the little escapades we were having before we started, you guys are going to know you're gonna in for a real treat here. These guys seem to have a cool sense of humor and enjoy what they do. So it's going to be a lot of fun with Dan, too, in about a minute. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to get all the Ludini crap, the t-shirts and all that stuff. Share podcasts. When you hear bands like Dan Two and all the other bands we have on here, Neostem, we just had them on a little while ago, tons of bands. Just share the podcast around because this is how these bands get promos. So you hear somebody you like, please hit the little share button, share it around. Sweet. We got something like, we're up to almost 40,000 downloads since about Christmas time. So it's going really good. And we are the only guitar-driven rock podcast to be in the top five on iTunes consistently for like the past 8-9 months. So we really are appreciate the fans out there sharing the music around and getting the word out. If you'd like something you can actually latch onto, something you can be a part of, I would encourage you to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle and join my inner circle there. This is where you're going to get exclusive access to exclusive music, exclusive video. You get to go on live with me on Facebook when I'm doing different podcasts and hang out with me, give your input. There's a lot of cool stuff there. So you can find that at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Now, enough about me. Let's talk about Dan Two. We have Ian and Dan on from the band Dan Two. It's a country rock alternative country outfit from Santa Cruz, California. Thinly veiled tendency towards yacht rock. The band contains members from American Starlet, Painted Horses, Dan Juan, Grand Larson, Slow Ocean, T Sisters, Birdhouse, and Dos Osos.
Dan.
So, anyways, without further ado, welcome Dan and Ian. You guys calling in? Were you guys calling from Santa Cruz, California?
We're in a secret location in Santa Cruz, California.
Yeah. The Dan Two bunker.
Undisclosed.
And so cool.
Bunker.
In case the big one drops, you know what I mean? We got to make sure the Dan Two band is preserved. So let's get into it. We have, Dan Ian, who, let's start with Ian, because Ian, you play all those crazy things, like, you know, this pedal steel and all kind of stuff. How did you, how did the band get started? Let's talk about that and we'll get into your individual stories in a minute.
Okay. So the way it got started was because Dan was in another band called Dan Juan, and I was a fan of that band, and I was a Dan fan.
Okay.
But I went to one of their shows, and I had never met Dan Telemontes, and I sat down at the table he was at the venue, the Crate Place, which is where a lot of bands kind of sort of start out around here from. And I sat down next to him because my friend Tyler Larson, who is also in the band, plays bass for us, was playing guitar for Dan Juan, and I introduced myself to Dan, and Dan goes, "Oh, well, you say something about you? Oh, it's cool, you like the band or whatever." And then Tyler went, "Well, you know, Ian plays pedal steel." And Dan looks at me and goes, "You play pedal steel?" And I go, "Yeah, but I'm an asshole." And
"You're perfect.
That's actually what he said. He's like, "No problem."
Like, "That's all I need to hear."
That's all I need to hear.
So you were stalking Dan.
And, kinda, I was a little bit. Like, I did bring a camera. I took a bunch of pictures of him that night. And let's say some of those pictures still might be under my pillow. I don't know. I'm not going to put it one way or the other. But
you smell like booze right now.
I know. So do you. Oh, my God. Well, we can talk about last night later.
But, Dan, So yeah. This crazy Ian guy, you know, he's like following you around. He shows up at your shows. He's taking weird pictures and everything.
Yeah.
And but before that started, what was going on? You had a previous band before this was this Dan 2 thing happened. How did you get into like this alt country sort of sound? And what are sort of your beginnings with the band?
Okay, so I guess the context of Dan 2, kind of leapfrogging off of Ian's story there. Dan 1 had several members in other touring bands, and they were consistently gone and just inconsistent in general. Mm. And so I just wanted to develop a new one, a new band that was more focused on the songwriting aspects and just kind of the basic structure of a tune, because otherwise in Dan 1 it was much more like indie rock, and there's a lot of intention towards key changes and things that were really difficult that I didn't enjoy really doing.
Okay.
So this one, alt country, is just kind of that mix between keeping the tonality and the atmosphere of kind of indie rock in a way, and then just the simplicity of the song translating the actual content rather than, you know, kind of weird hooks in the music. So I appreciate the alt country a little more.
So let's go back then, and we'll talk with Ian about this too in a minute. But let's go back then. And how did you get like bit by the music bug in the first place? When did it start for you?
It happened when I was actually 5. I remember my mom brought a piano home one day, and she just put it right in the middle of the hallway, and I sat there and I was just pressing all the white keys. And I particularly remember it felt like creating an ocean or something. I remember like this kind of sonic undulation from it. There's this watery quality, and I realized that I could just produce these kind of textures, colors, and visions in my head through music. So from there, she knew right away. She got me piano lessons, and then I went into school playing trombone and trumpet, did orchestra, jazz band, and stuff. Then picked up guitar because I wanted to meet girls and stuff and look cool. So then started playing guitar. And then that kind of propelled me into more of the rock and country side of things. Kind of gave up. Piano I'll still do. The trombone sits in a dusty corner somewhere.
Not a lot of trombone in alt country, I don't think. I mean, there could be. You know, you could start it.
Yeah.
I think his trombone might be getting a little rusty.
Where's my rim shot here? So Ian, you're a multi instrumentalist. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got interested in music in the first place?
I got interested in music because I was born into a musical family. Everybody in my family played music to some degree. My mother was an opera singer. My brother was a touring drummer in a rock and roll band, pretty, you know, semi-famous, you might say. And when I have no idea how old I was, but I mean, it was young. I was maybe 4. My cousins got me into the Jackson 5. Like, we would do the dance routines and the whole thing. And
that all makes sense.
Yeah.
If you actually saw a picture of Ian, that's the immediate thing to do is Jackson 5.
But the way I got into playing all the instruments that I play is that I played guitar for probably, I don't know, 20 years or something. Probably 15 years or something. And I just felt like I kind of reached the apex of my ability on that, and I wanted to expand sort of my sonic landscape. So I started playing mandolin and fiddle and pedal steel. And then it all came into focus to me when I saw Lucinda Williams in concert in Seattle, Washington, I don't know, maybe about 10 years ago. And her guitar player, Doug Pettibone, who is, in my opinion, one of the greatest guitar players that's ever lived, he also played mandolin and pedal steel for her that night. And I was just like, that's the guy I want to be. Mm. I want to be the guy. And so...
Petty?
Yep. Pettibone. Yeah, Pettibone.
You did it.
Yeah, I did it. So now, as a reward for all my achievements, I get to carry about 400 pounds of equipment around for free a lot. So
I walk in with one acoustic guitar, and sometimes if I remember the cable for it.
And that's it. Yeah. That's if he shows up to load in. Yeah. Then I have to carry the guitar as well.
So. Oh, my God. Dan, do you have LSD, lead singer disease? Is that what you have?
I quit that a while ago.
Are you a prima donna or post Madonna? So this record you guys have now, what do you have? Is this, are you guys just putting out singles, or what's going on? You putting out an EP? What's going on with this?
Well, I think, aren't we kind of post album? I mean, who buys albums anymore? Who listens to albums? They don't really.
The people that love vinyl would would,
yeah, and maybe someday we will do vinyl, but we're a new band right now, mm-hmm, and I don't have enough room in my closet for 500 albums right now, so we're gonna go ahead and just we're gonna leak a little bit here and there. We are focusing a lot on making videos, and we have yet to debut any of them, but that'll be happening soon.
We're actually going to San Francisco today to finish that up.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, cool.
The band has a pretty strong artistic, we all are kind of artists outside of being musicians as well, so we all sort of have an idea visually how we want to be presented, and a lot of it is tongue-in-cheek, and we like to make jokes, obviously, but the music is very serious, and the band is kind of a bunch of clowns, to be honest.
Like everyone to feel as schizophrenic as we do.
Okay, so you guys had put out a single, Isis and Osiris, but you're getting ready to release a new one, or we're debuting it today, right?
Yeah, we're going to give you that privilege.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
So and the track is Waiting Around for Life. Let's go ahead and play it, and then we'll come back and talk about the sort of songwriting and the recording and all that stuff, okay?
Great.
All right, guys, check it out. Waiting Around for Life, Dan 2 on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You and you wonder which door's gonna let you in again. Now you run.
Okay, so who's the songwriter? Dan, are you I would assume it's your band. You're the songwriter.
Yeah, I mean, I'll generally come with the scaffolding and the template and kind of the idea and mood for the song, and then Ian definitely helps me tone it up and kind of puts the muscle behind it. So it's a collaborative process, but yeah, it'll generally be like a theme or idea that I have, and then it's just kind of expanded upon by the likes of Ian. Most of the time, and then, you know, we'll have the drummer come in with some beat ideas, and Tyler, the bass player, will have ideas too. So it's pretty collaborative.
You let the drummer contribute?
Sometimes. I know this has been a point of contention with me since the beginning. I don't know. I'm like, Dan, can't we get a machine that does that?
I didn't send any prenups beforehand, so it's my fault, so I just have to worry. Consider everyone's emotional value.
So you guys have a great sound. Are you guys self-produced? Are you working with somebody? How do you do it?
I produce the album.
That's Ian. Yeah. Ian's okay. A great producer. A lot of value in having him in there too. He was just like an endless series of some great surprises. That's what sometimes follow the guy that stalks you.
Ooh, deep. There's a song there. Lyric in there somewhere.
Lounge, yeah.
Follow the guy that stalks you. There you are. There's an idea for you guys right there. So, you guys are gonna good.
Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, like, so we're doing singles. That's what we're doing. We're just going to pop out some singles. So Waiting Around for Life is the new one that's coming out. What does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you guys? You guys doing any touring? Any big shows coming up? What do you have coming up?
It's kind of weird. We're sort of doing things a little backward. We just played a strong series of like maybe 8 or 9 shows. Some pretty big festivals, and now our bass player is in Europe right now, and who knows, he may not come back. I don't know. I mean, fine. So
yeah,
but no, that's not true. He's coming back, and we are going to start booking shows again. But it'll be more, I think, in the fall is when we'll start getting more active again. But we are looking to record another EP, which by then I guess it's just an LP. Who knows? Because
we're just we're strategizing single releases. We're gonna try to just tease it out, make everyone yearn for the next one.
Yeah, and it's, so far it's working beautifully. Yeah.
People are pining for it.
Yeah,
love it. What is the live show like? What can we expect when you guys do hit the stage?
Kind of like what we were talking about with the content of our music versus the image. It's pretty serious songs, and we're you know, we're lively and engaged. And then in between the songs, we generally go into stand-up comedy.
You're basically hearing it right now. Just insert live music between these.
Yeah,
this
put really unnecessary, moody songs in between us talking now and just make everyone feel very unstable.
Feel-good summer jams.
Yeah.
Yeah, with lots of banter.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody out there in internet land where they can find you on the interwebs and all that happy stuff.
We have our website is dan2band.com. You can find us on Facebook, dan2band as well. And you can find us on Instagram on dan2band.
SoundCloud.
Dan2band.
And Tinder.
Tinder, yeah.
Tinder, nice. Ladies.
Band. Grindr.
Dantu Band.
Dantu Band.
Edu.net.
MySpace.
Yeah. Academia. This, got essays.
Dantu. The band, yeah. The band that single-handedly resurrected MySpace.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, guys. And that is Dantu, T-O-O, guys. Okay. So in case you're, those of you that are listening and not looking at any, you know, blog or anything, Dantu, D-A-N-T-O-O. Okay, not the number two or anything like that. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for popping in and getting on. I know you guys have a lot going on, but if you could hang out for a minute while I got to wrap up the podcast, I need to do a little business with you when we're done, okay?
Sure thing.
Awesome, guys. Hey, everybody out there in podcast land, that was Dan and Ian from the band Dantu, and you can find them at Dantu, as in T-O-O, band, DantuBand.com, and they're at all the regular social media haunts at Dantu Band. So check them out. Keep up with what they're going on. They are teasing you with all these very cool singles. We listened to Waiting Around for Life, but Isis and Osiris is a very awesome song too, so you guys should definitely check that out. And so we appreciate those guys hanging out with us today. You can find out more about the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus at ludinirockandrollcircus.com. But if you're really you really want to support independent music, great guitar driven music, go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle, lulombardimusic.com/innercircle, and there is a lot of like exclusive video, exclusive music, live online stuff that you can get involved with. There's a lot of really cool people that we're hanging out with in our private group, and we want you to check that out there. And that's all at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. We've whittled away yet another podcast with our story here of the band Dantu with Ian and Dan. It was a lot of fun. These guys have a great vibe about them, and you should definitely check out the music and make sure that you check out a live show if you are in the neighborhood. All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. I appreciate everybody hanging out. Please share those podcasts. When you hear the band you like, please hit that share button. Let the world know Dantu rocks. I love Dantu. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.